Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Wellington Phoenix looking so, so good at the moment. 40 points, 3 points clear of their nearest rival on the table, which is pretty cool. That's the Central Coast Mariners on 37 points. They go and bash up, and a little bit of a bash up against the Adelaide United at the weekend. 3-2. Two goals scored by Ben Old, who joins us right now from the Wellington Phoenix. Morning to you, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm good. You sound like you haven't had your first coffee. Have you had your first coffee yet, mate?
No.
No, you haven't, have you?
No, it's just a connection with that.
Okay. Top of the league now. Hey, mate, top of the league now. It's actually getting quite real. You've got about 7 weeks to go. Are you in particular starting to feel a little bit of pressure, or is it spread evenly across the team?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it's becoming a lot more real. Like, we've been at the top for a while, but at the start, it probably didn't seem real to us because we haven't been in this position before. Yeah, like I said, it's getting closer and closer, and then we're starting to realise, oh, we could have a real shot at this. What's good is Cheapy doesn't put too much pressure on us, and we keep focusing game by game, because I think if we start to think too far ahead on what could happen, then that's when I think, like you said, there'll be too much pressure on us, and then we'll struggle. But we're just trying to think game by game at the moment.
Personally, though, you must be just a little bit excited. There must be butterflies fluttering, regardless of still 7 weeks to go. And then you might not finish top of the pile.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely got butterflies in my stomach of what could be. Like you said, it's getting very close, but just trying to keep my head grounded and just focus game by game. Yeah, but it is something that we're all starting to think about, and it's definitely motivating us. But yeah, honestly, like you said, it could be just a few games before this becomes very serious, but we're just trying to keep our feet grounded at the moment.
Ben, I was read a really interesting article this morning about how the Wellington Phoenix, yeah, they didn't really fulfil their import quota, and that a lot of young guys like you and Van Hattem and the likes are now starting to show what can be done from a local level with academies and the like, and growth within the system. How cool is it to know that, you know, homegrown, the whole nine yards, and you are a real threat to this competition?
Yeah, it is very cool. Like, in the past, we've always relied so heavily on our foreigners, and a lot of us young boys have had to sit and wait for our opportunity. But since Cheapy came and the board have allowed him to develop us players and give us a shot, it's just showing how good, like you said, this local talent is, and how long we've been waiting for this. And I think we're all so passionate to prove ourselves and show what we've got, and because we're all New Zealanders, we work so well together. I think that's a real credit to Chiefy, not only giving us the opportunity, but like allowing us to play at our best as well.
Is there a fear, though, when you come out of the local system that, oh, cripes, if I don't do this right, I could be the one-game wonder?
Yeah, for sure. I think, again, that's what Chief is very good. He takes a lot of the pressure off us and realises that as young players, we're not going to be the best every game, whereas that's why it's important to have experienced players. I think we've got such a good balance of experienced players with young players, so the experienced players are able to play that 7, 8 out of 10 every game, and it takes a lot of the pressure off the younger boys, and I think that's why we're doing so well this season.
Yeah, Ben, it is quite obvious to many of us through this season. I've interviewed your boss, Cheevy, once, and I was blown away by his attitude to how he creates that environment. How much easier has it been gaining knowledge from the more senior players, those that have been around a bit longer than you, to then move forward in your own performance?
Yeah, I think it just shows in the way we're playing and the connections that we're building. Personally, for me, I'm able to connect with players like Costa Barbarousis and Bally, these players that I haven't been able to connect with before, and I think it shows the connection we've got on the field, and it shows how we're able to learn off each other off the field. And it's such a good environment here where you see a lot of young boys talking to the experienced players and learning so much from them, and the experienced players are wanting to share all their knowledge that they have, and it's such a good environment to be around. And I think that is the biggest reason why we're doing so well, is because we've got such a tight-knit group that plays so well together.
Getting a couple of goals is very cool. I want to talk about that second in just a moment. Yeah. But most importantly, are you guys feeling the love around the country, not just with your Wellington base? Are you feeling the love? Because I said to Ricardo as he walked out of the studio, you guys, you know, could make the semi-finals for the first time since the 2011-2012 season, yet there's not a lot of chatter.
Yeah, I understand that. Obviously, for me, I'd love there to be more. I think it is growing, and the closer we get to the semi-finals and finals, I know that's going to build. What I'd love to happen is be a lot like what it was with the Warriors towards the back end of their season. I'd love to be able to create and build something like that. The fan base is building. We've got such a good core fan base here. I think if we can get it even more supporters at games, it just helps us even more, because you see how good of a record we've got at home, and that's all because of the fans and how much they're able to help us out.
Ben, how good was that second strike? That was a ripper, wasn't it? Hey?
Yeah. I was not expecting that. I think you saw by my face how surprised I was that it went in.
Are those the strikes and goals you go, you look at the others do it in the Premier League and go, gee, wouldn't it be nice to just whack one like that?
Yeah, for sure. And I was thinking after my first, I was like, oh, I just seem to score the same goal where it's me running it behind and late finish, and I wondered if I've got any other goals on my sleeve, and thankfully it worked out there.
Have you dined out on that one, though?
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously a nice thing to look at, and a lot of friends and family are complimenting about it. But yeah, I won't tell me something.
Oh, mate, I love how you're playing it down. It must be the effect of Chiefy keeping your feet on the ground. Hey,
yeah, probably.
Where do you think you can get better as the season sort of comes to its conclusion and heads towards semi-final time?
Are you saying personally or as a team?
Are you personally?
Okay. I think, obviously, now it's amazing not having to play with any injuries, and I've just got my fitness back. I think that I would like to, and it showed in the last game, I'd like to not only be able to play a good game, but show it in goals and assists. I'd like to become a player that players rely on in the team to be able to create and score goals, because ultimately, coming to this back end of the season, it doesn't matter how well you play, it matters if you get the results, and I think that's the most important thing. And I'd like to become a player like Costa, who turns up, and whenever we're struggling, he's able to find a way to get a goal for us. So I'd like to be a player that people can rely on and score and assist and get winners when the team needs it most.
A lot of that, though, comes down to personal fitness, and you've had a rough run. How's the body at the moment?
Yeah, it's very good. Like I said, it feels weird, honestly, not having any problems. Obviously, I had that big long-term injury last season, which was horrible, and then I thought I got through that, and then I got a little ankle injury that I had to worry about, but that's all fine. And then last few games, it's just been building that fitness back up, and I feel like it showed in that last game that the difference of the player I can be when I don't have an injury and I'm back with full fitness.
Fun fact I discovered about you, teenage golf prodigy. Didn't know take us through that story. Sorry.
Yeah. People haven't asked me about that in a while. I came from a golfing family. Big golfers, not actually football fans really at all. They're more rugby fans, which is typical for a New Zealand family. I was basically playing golf and football throughout my whole childhood, and it ended up being kind of like a 50-50 decision between which one I was going to pick. Obviously, when I came down here at 16 to the academy, that's when I drew the line and went for football, but I try and keep up my golf where I can, and there's a lot of players in our team that like to play, so we get out as much as we can.
What are you hitting? And what are you hitting off? Scratch?
I don't want... No. My handicap's a 5, but like I can't say that I play for it. I haven't played a lot recently because of my injuries, but that's what I can get down to.
How often are you burgling the boys?
Oh, no, but you need to talk to some of the others with the higher handicaps when we play stable fit, and they tend to destroy all of us.
I think we're going to match day 20 this week, and you're up against Melbourne. That's going to be an absolute little cracker, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, they've always been one of the big teams, and they're still a massive team in this league, but they're obviously struggling a bit at the moment, but they've got some of the best players in the league, like some of the Socceroos who performed so well at the World Cup. So even though they're not on form, they're fighting for top six and top four. So it's going to be a very tough game for us. And at the moment, it's just a chase between us and Central Coast. And you can even see teams like MacArthur and Sydney pushing up. So these games, every game is very important. And I think it's important to be able to get a good result here. Also for the confidence going into Sydney the following week in Auckland.
Yeah, I mean, the Melbourne City have lost one of their last eight. They've had 13 players change in the off-season. So is it potentially, regardless of that, is it potentially a banana skin game if you're not on?
Yes, I'd say that for sure. I think what I love about this league so much is that any team can beat anyone. And I think that's not only so good for the fans, but for the players, that every game is so important. You see in so many of the games this season that when a team hasn't been on form, they can easily lose a game. So it's going to be a hard game for us, no matter what players they put on the pitch. But our team, we're bringing back a lot of players from injury, and there's basically the whole team available. So I am confident that if we play well, we'll get a good result.
How hard is it? And this applies to anyone in a league that's playing week in, week out. But how hard is it when you're on top and there's a target on your back to focus every game day?
Yeah. Like, I've never had to experience this before. We've never been the team that everyone chases. And I think New Zealanders in general are used to being underdogs and not expected. So it is a foreign place for us to be. And I keep talking to all the players here, it feels like the longest season we've had, and there's still seven more games to go. It just feels like every game, like you said, everyone's chasing us, and we have to win every game, because one loss and a team's going to jump you. So, and it does take a lot of toll on us, but I think I have to reiterate how well Chiefy's been at being able to ground us and keep us focused game by game, because I think otherwise, it would just seem like such a mountain to climb.
All right, mate. Well, I appreciate you giving us your time today after that cracking weekend. The best of luck against Melbourne City. Did the Waz beat the Sharks this Friday?
I hope so. Yeah, I'll be watching.
Hey, mate, what's the hope? Come on. Give us a bit more than that.
No.
I appreciate it, Ben. Thanks so much for your time. Go get Melbourne City.
Cheers. Thank you.